Jerry Bader Show, 1022. By the way, quickly, I said there were two things the Packers could be criticized for, and then I criticized only one. The other, and there's a piece in Gannett Media today that points this out, and I did say this at the time. Well, not actually, I did say it at the time. The Packers took lightly the backup quarterback position. I think that's a criticism that's very, very hard for the organization to defend against. At the last minute after training camp and right before the start of the regular season, you acquire Seneca Wallace, who, even if he had a full training camp, would not instill a lot of confidence in Packer Nation. He didn't have a distinguished career. And at the time, they said, no, we have, shortly after that, when Matt Flynn became available, no, they didn't look at picking him up. They were fortunate that he didn't work out in Buffalo and they were able to pick him up. Or I don't know what they would have done. Look at what happened in Chicago when Cutler went down. McCown performed very, very well. In fact, to the point where it was almost a quarterback controversy. Not almost. McCown was that good. Now, if they feel comfortable with Matt Flynn now, that's fine. And quite frankly, if he's there and he's in the system the whole time, I feel pretty good with Matt Flynn. He still does have an arm strength issue. I think that's real. And I think that's why he's never going to be a starter in the NFL, or at least that's part of it, I should say. That's part of the reason. Matt Flynn should be comfortable to stay where he's had the most success, Green Bay. Green Bay should be comfortable in keeping him. But they did. Now, I don't know how many games they would have won had they taken that more seriously. I don't know. But they weren't prepared. And the two, you look at Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy. Those are two guys who I think always are game planning for what might happen. And that is a surprise. It really was. All right. We open this hour with Jason playing a classic cut, and I specifically requested a black artist. I didn't realize how much trouble Jason was going to have in finding one, but he did finally find Stevie Wonder's Superstition. It's no small irony that you struggle with that, Jason, because that's what this story is about. Now, follow my wording carefully here, because this is confusing wording. Something didn't happen last year that has never not happened before. Do you understand that? Something didn't happen in 2014, and it's the first time in the 55 years of a chance for it not to happen that it hasn't happened. In 2014... in the 55-year history of Billboard Magazine's Hot 100, no black artist topped the chart all year. Not at all, not once. That's not to say there weren't black artists on the Hot 100, but no black artist topped the Hot 100. That has never happened since the Hot 100 has been there, which would be what, about 1956-ish or so. Never happened. There is a piece. I hate this. I hate when this happens. Where am I reading from? I want to say it's Variety, but I don't think it is. Anyway, very interesting. And here's why this is a pretty big deal to the entertainment industry. Right now, there are three formats that are always near the top of the radio industry. There are what's called CHR, Contemporary Hit Radio. You used to call it Top 40. Country and News Talk. Contrary to what a lot of you believe, liberals listening, News Talk continues to be a very popular format. Okay. Contemporary hit radio rules the roost right now. There is this incredible glut of music in that format. Again, this is what you used to consider the top 40 or even top 30, where you hear the same songs relatively often. That's the most common complaint, but they do it because it works. That would be WIXX in Green Bay, WIFC in Wausau, and probably 104.5 The Point in Sheboygan. Those are the stations with that format. That format is hotter than ever. Interestingly, it's whiter than ever. Now, there are those who are going to say this is racism. Understand, what you have happening is the Billboard's Hot 100 is based on purchase, radio listenership, songs that are moving, songs that are hot, songs that are being consumed. I don't think people are consciously not listening to black artists, do you? I don't think that. And I don't think the music industry is pushing or promoting predominantly white artists. For whatever reason, music listeners, and that's to a young demo. They want to believe it's 18 to 49. Is there 18 to 34 as a demo? I would say it's 12 to 24. Management down the hall is probably not going to like me saying that, but I think that is their core demo. We're talking Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Kesha. It's just frightening that I know that. I have a teenage daughter. Jason's like, I'm impressed. I wouldn't have had a clue in the world. And a lot of this is considered soul music, and as the piece I'm reading from points out, it's Americans, for whatever reason, now prefer the blue-eyed version of soul. I don't know that I really have an answer for this. The friend who sent me this made an interesting argument. Is it subconsciously that there is a cultural divide between black music and white consumers of music that they prefer the white-skinned, blue-eyed version of pop these days? I don't know. Also, and I would consider this more coincidental than anything else, there were no black artists inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame this past induction. I believe that's the first time that has ever happened. Now, that is more open to criticism of racism because there is a group of people who select who goes into the Rock Hall of Fame, and no black artists were inducted in this last batch. I really think that's coincidental. That white music in contemporary or hit radio is dominating to the point where not once did a black artist rule the Hot 100 on Billboard. I just find it very, very interesting. I don't have an answer, but I find it interesting. I know we already did what seemed like a what is right and what is wrong topic in the show, but we've got another one after 10:30, which it is right now. 10:30, that is.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.